It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
At 1:29 Friday morning, Senator John McCain walked back onto the Senate floor and motioned a thumbs down to the clerk. Voting against the so-called skinny repeal bill that would have repealed key parts of the Affordable Care Act, causing millions of Americans to lose their health care. Instead, the senator from Arizona joined Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska in voting no, killing the Republican efforts to kill Obamacare in a 51-49 vote.
Senate Republicans have failed to pass their scaled-down plan to repeal parts of Obamacare. It was Senator John McCain who cast that decisive vote against the so-called skinny repeal bill, joining Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, making the final vote 51-49. Vice President Mike Pence had been huddling with McCain prior to his vote, but when the senator entered the chamber, he gave a thumbs down gesture and voted no to the bill. And you could hear an audible gasp in the chamber shortly after the vote failed. President Trump tweeted, "Three Republicans and 48 Democrats let the American people down. As I said from the beginning, let Obamacare implode, then deal. Watch." The failed vote came just hours after the text of the latest version of the bill was released, with no clear steps for what comes next.
Earlier in the day at a press conference, McCain, Lindsey Graham, and two others voiced their concerns about sending a bill to the House that they didn't believe should ever become law.
The skinny bill as policy is a disaster. The skinny bill as a replacement for Obamacare is a fraud. The skinny bill is a vehicle to get in conference to find a replacement. It is not a replacement in of itself. The policy is terrible because you eliminate the individual employer mandate, which we all want eliminated, but we actually have an overall solution to the problem of Obamacare. So you're going to have increased premiums, and most of Obamacare stays in place if the skinny bill becomes law. Not only do we not replace Obamacare, we politically own the collapse of health care. I'd rather get out of the way and let it collapse than have a half-ass approach where it is now our problem.
Despite those strong words, Graham voted yes.
We can't make the same mistake that we inflicted in 2009. We've got to have some bipartisanship. We've got to have Republicans and Democrats sit down together and come up with a bill that gets a majority in both houses. Otherwise, we're going to see this continuous gridlock. When we passed Obamacare in 2009, it split us dramatically, and it split us for years. It's time we sat down together and came up with a piece of legislation that addresses this issue.
It remains to be seen if that can happen. The final text of the bill was reportedly written over lunch on Thursday and released at 10 p.m. The vote began soon after 1 a.m. Friday morning. Following the vote, Mitch McConnell sounded dejected.
This is clearly a disappointing moment. We worked hard, and everybody on this side can certainly attest to the fact that we worked really hard to try to develop a consensus for a better way forward. So yes, this is a disappointment indeed. Now imagine many of our colleagues on the other side are celebrating, probably pretty happy about all this, but the American people are hurting and they need relief. Our only regret is that we didn't achieve what we had hoped to accomplish.
Chuck Schumer responded.
I would say to my dear friend, the majority leader, we are not celebrating. We are relieved. But as I said over and over again, Obamacare was hardly perfect. It did a lot of good things, but it needs improvement. So let's turn the page and work together to improve our health care system.
Before adjourning for the night, or morning, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that on Friday, the Senate would be back in session to take up the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA. While cable news should have been covering the health care drama unfolding on the Senate floor, much of it was preoccupied with a profane New Yorker interview coming from incoming White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci.
Anthony Scaramucci was angry that word of his private dinner with the president and Sean Hannity and others was leaked. He suspected Reince Priebus. He was also angry about what he thought was a leak of his financial disclosure form, which actually is meant for public disclosure. Ryan Lizza of The New Yorker got a call from Scaramucci, and Scaramucci used language so barnyard we can't repeat some of it.
Meanwhile, the president is still reportedly mulling over the idea of using a recess appointment to replace Jeff Sessions, as he's been prolific in his criticisms of the attorney general and his decision to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. The speculation has Trump appointing a new attorney general who'd be willing to fire special counsel Robert Mueller. Lindsey Graham says he's introducing legislation to stop that from happening.
I'm working on legislation that I will introduce next week with Republicans and some Democrats. I think get all the Democrats. I hope I can get a good number of Republicans that will say the following. A special counsel cannot be fired when they were impaneled to investigate the president or his team unless you have judicial review of the firing. Not just for Trump, but for any future president. We need a check and balance here.
And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these What's News reports, I hope you'll check out The Nicole Sandler Show and consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.